Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Welcome to the Stuart W. Robertson Memorial Gymnasium here at Roseburg High School, where the Indians are about ready to host the Grants Pass Cavemen on a Southwest Conference basketball game tonight. JV game just over with. The Grants Pass Cavemen were victorious in that one, winning 51-45. The Cavemen led by 12-15 points in the first half, but the Indians really closed it down, got it within 2 points in the second half before the Cavemen pulled away for a 51-45 win. So that's the situation here. We got a little reflective earlier tonight. We've been coming to this gymnasium since, I won't tell you how long, but it was before we got into the 2000s. And we've seen a couple of different variations. Had a third variation tonight, although it's much like you find it before. The top four seats on the scorer's side are taken in because they've got a new scorer's table and they needed to get it back away from the gymnasium floor. Other than that, it's still a fine-looking gymnasium. Tough place for Grants Pass to win historically. But the Gavers JV just figured that one out and picked up the victory here tonight. So that's the scene here as more people begin to pour in here for the varsity game. Set to get underway in just about 18-19 minutes here on KAJO Radio. So we're on the scene getting ready, and we'll be back with a word from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service, and coach, tough game at Sheldon High School. They really threw a smothering defense on you, particularly in the last quarter. How'd your team react to that, and what have you done about that since?
The last quarter was offensively our worst quarter that we've had all season. We picked the wrong time to do that, Chuck. A lot of what they were doing was the same stuff by the end of it. You know, we only play 6 to 7 guys, and so our guys do get tired, not make any excuses whatsoever. But our boys are asked, we ask a lot of our boys. In that fourth quarter, when they put the press on, Shelley hit a couple big threes that kind of got their spirit, the winds out of their spirit, or however you want to say it. You know, that was probably the biggest thing, is Sheldon hit a couple big shots, and our boys had a tough time bouncing back from that mentally because they felt like they've given it their all, you know, at that point.
Yeah, it seemed like every time we touched the ball, they were double teamed instantly, and certainly a tough quarter. So have we rested the guys? Are we all ready to go now? Do we have 4 quarters of steam in the tanks?
Yes. Yeah. No. We're ready to go tonight. Tonight, just talking about our personnel. You know, we're still shorthanded. Peyton, he's getting closer and closer to hopefully a return. I don't know what that looks like. His doctor and his parents are in charge of that. So whenever we get him, we get him.
That was my next question, incidentally, is when we get him.
Yeah, we're getting close is all I can say really about that. It could be as soon as next week, and if not, then possibly the next. So we're right there. So if we can pick up this win tonight, we have a full week to rest. We don't play this Friday. So that gives him more time to heal. So just in relationship to tonight, we'll mess around just a little bit with the starting lineup to see if putting a little bit more offensive power might help us a little bit. I'm always cautious to do that because I'm a defensive-minded coach over offense, just because I know that I can control defense. I can't control offense on any given night. So we're going a little bit more offense here against Roseburg. And then the biggest thing tonight, if you want me to jump into personnel from Roseburg, I can, or I can wait here after this timeout.
Well, first of all, we need to give Kelly's Automotive Services their fair share of time. So we'll be right back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
It's time to wipe out hunger. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford locations of Kelly's Automotive Service, and we'll install a new pair of wiper blades on your vehicle up to $35 in value. This week, we have realtor Ellie George from HomeQuest Realty matching donations up to $500. It was a tough year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Come on, Southern Oregon, let's do this. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, Coach, tell me about the Roseburg Indians and what you expect from them tonight.
You know, Roseburg Indians are really, really young. Not a lot of their kids have varsity
experience. Kind of similar to you.
Yep, yeah, well, we're really young. I mean, we have about 21 freshmen in our program. What a phenomenal class that they are. They have one player that you'll probably be talking about a lot tonight, is Bentea.
Mm-hmm. Talked about him for a couple of years.
Yep, he's their dude. He's their senior. You know, Zach and Peyton both played with him on a summer travel league ball, so they're very, very familiarized with each other. And that will be our goal, is to stop him. So every time you see him not have the ball, we're going to try to keep it out of his hands. When he does have the ball, you'll be hearing us say bracket, bracket, bracket. That means if you hear that from the radio side of things, because you're not that far away from us, we're going to double team him. So you'll see a lot of that done by Zach Deshane and Westenberg this evening. They'll be kind of our trap guys on him if we allow him to catch ball, which I'm assuming the other coach will be able to throw him off screen. So really, that's who we're focused on tonight. We're not really familiarized other than watching film with some of their other players. But, I mean, there was a game that Bentea scored 40-plus points this season. So that will be our main focus, is not allowing him to score. Tonight, they're not very big, so you'll probably see us try to get the ball.
You may be taller than this team.
It might be the first team all year, Chuck. Yeah. But Mainly, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the ball to Jordan Rosetta, and that's kind of what we're looking towards.
All right. With that being said, can you control the rest of the Roseburg Indian team outside of Bentea?
Yes.
And control them?
Yep. Yeah, defensively, I think we're a lot better than them offensively, so I believe that as long as we keep the ball out of Bentea's hands, we'll be fine.
All right. Coach, I want to thank you very much. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers to have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking. Wardell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Tip of the hat to Farmers, a longtime sponsor of Caveman Sports right here. 1270 Radio, 99.7 on the FM band. Starting lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. Averaging just over 15 points a game. Hitting 79% of his free throws. Number 23, 6'5" sophomore Jordan Rosetta. wearing number one, a 5'9" junior, in averaging 11 points per game this year. But that's 2025. He's hitting 92% of his free throws. That's Zach DeShane. He'll work the point for the Grants Pass keeping and set the offense. And also getting the start tonight, wearing number 11, a 6-foot freshman. Jameis Traylor. He is averaging 3 points per game. Also getting the start tonight, number 24, a 6-foot senior, averaging 7 points a game, hitting 50% of his free throws. That's Tam Hart. And getting his start tonight is Grady McKittrick, wearing number 10. He is a 6'2 senior, averaging 5 points a game, hitting a third of his free throws. A third, that's one of three is his opportunities so far. So that's starting lineup, courtesy of the Farmers Village Supply for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll be back with more for right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. Starters for the Roseburg Indians. And we have gone back through some previous score sheets from previous years, and we still don't know very much about this team here. They do have about five seniors, but only three start. First of all, a starter tonight is a junior wearing number 3 of 5'10". That's Harrison Scott. Also getting the start tonight, another junior at 5'10" is Jaron Leeworthy, wearing number 1. And a 6-foot senior wearing number 4, pardon me, yes, a 6-foot senior wearing number 2 is Landon Benego. I have nothing on him, a 6'2" senior, and he's their tallest man, Caden Luther. Where is number 33? In two games last year, he scored 3 points against Grants Pass, and he was 3-for-6 from the free throw line, so that's where his scoring came from last year. You heard head coach Jesse talking about Owen Ventilla. He wears number 12. He's a 6-foot senior. In two games last year, two games total, he averaged 18 points, had 3 three-pointers, and was 5-of-6 from the free throw line. So he's a shooter, he's a scorer, and will draw most of the attention from the Grants Pass defense tonight. Well, that's the starting lineup. Courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Cave Mountain timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Oh, those good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, their sports sponsors, have been for a long, long time. Not since the beginning, but they weren't here at the beginning, so we appreciate that. Stop by, tell them Chuck sent you. There you go. All right. Now, tonight's keys to the game. Tonight's brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Well, you heard head coach Jesse talk about the key to stopping the Roseburg Indians is one Owen Ventilla, the 6-foot senior. He's been their scorer for a couple of years now, and is this year also. I understand they're keeping track of his points and has a chance to really achieve something here in terms of thousands of points. I'm not sure how many, but they'll be watching that tonight and throughout the season. So the key for Grants Pass is to contain him. You don't want to let one man beat you, and at the same time, you don't want to let the other four men on the floor beat you also. So that's the strategy that the Cavemen have decided to employ tonight, at least to begin the basketball game. We'll see where that goes. In the meantime, the Cavemen have to score. We'll talk about their scoring when we come back right after this word from Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Now let's talk about scoring for the Grants Pass Cavemen. In the last four games, two men primarily have carried the load of the offense for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and that's Rosetta averaging 15 points a game and Zach Deshane averaging 11 points a game. That's 26 points a game. In that 47-point game they had, they scored between the two, they scored 41. So the Grants Pass Cavemen looking for some extra offense tonight, decided to start Grady McKittrick, who is known as a shooter and is really beginning to hit his stride. Although he's just averaging 5 points a game tonight, we can see him hitting several threes in a row. I'll have to dig out another sheet because I've had to modify some of my information tonight just because of the situation that we're in here. But that's not bad. Guy McKittrick can hit the three. Look for him to be aiming for that tonight. So in addition to Rosetta and Deshane and McKittrick can put up some double figures, suddenly they were at 36, 40 points. If three more players can just chip in another 10, 15 points, they'd be in good shape. Jameis Traylor, the freshman, still getting the start. That's for his defense and his rebounding powers. He is an incredible leaper, but he's just averaging about 3 points a game and has not been to the free throw line. So not an offensive player yet, but he has hit almost double figures, I think, in one game. So he can score. Coming off the bench, it'll be Kingston Connolly, who has the ability to score. And, of course, Tim Hart is a three-point shooter, but can be streaky. When he gets streaky, they'll watch for four or five in a row to drop. So that's some of the offense that the Grants Pass Cavemen will be looking for tonight. That's going to be the key to Grants Pass's game here at Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium, Roseburg High School. Tough place for Grants Pass to win. Always has been. It will be no different tonight, but the Cavemen are confident. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I, brought you the keys to tonight's game. So stay tuned for the tip-off. Coming up shortly after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen have come off the floor in this. We've still got about a couple of minutes of warm-up time. The Indians still on the floor, just now headed to the sidelines to get ready to get this contest underway. I'm going to pull out some other information here for you, just because there's some other things going on around the state tonight, and I may not have it here. All right. Well, I apologize. We'll figure out how to do this sooner or later. But I did want to look up McKittrick's numbers of threes, and he does have three-point shots so far with limited action. But he gets the start tonight, once again, looking for some offense. So that's that particular situation. Looking ahead, coming out of this game, the Grants Pass Cavemen have a week off. They've got a bye this Friday night, so our next contest will be back at Heater Newman Gym a week from tonight. When we'll be welcoming the North Medford Black Tornado into our local gym. So mark that one on your calendar. Hope we see you there in the gymnasium as we kick off another home stand for the Grants Pass Cavemen with a tornado flying around at Heater Newman. That's a story right now. We're close to getting this one underway here, so stay tuned. We'll be right back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. The PA announcer has just picked up his microphone, making those announcements for sportsmanship and getting ready for the national anthem here. The Roseburg Pep Band is on hand tonight. Not quite as large as Grants Pass is, but ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back right after this 90-second caveman timeout.
It's time to wipe out hunger. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford locations of Kelly's Automotive Service, and we'll install a new pair of wiper blades on your vehicle up to $35 in value. This week, we have realtor Ellie George from HomeQuest Realty matching donations up to $500. It was a tough year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Come on, Southern Oregon, let's do this. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Final strings of the national anthem right there, performed admirably by the Roseburg Pep Band right now. We're getting ready for some basketball, folks. I'm going to introduce the starting lineups, and then we'll go to some basketball, folks. So get close to your radios here. And if it's a little chilly outside, if you put your hands on the radio, feel that warmth coming up there. We're sending that to you. Zach Deshane just being introduced for the Grants Pass Cayman. Once again, Zach averaging just over 11 points per game, hitting 92% of his free throws. He shoots the designated free throws. Grady McKittrick getting the introduction right now. Grady, once again, averaging 5 points a game and can hit that three. James Traylor being introduced tonight. He's the freshman on for his rebounding and powers and defensive powers. Can score. It doesn't have a big average right now. Jordan Rosetta, Grants Pass's big guy with 15 points per game average, and averaging lots of rebounds. He's 6'5". And the final starter, number 24, is Tim Hart, averaging 7 points a game. He gets hot. He'll hit a streak of threes, and he'll hit them from long range. Now get ready for some noise, folks. Now time for the Roseburg Indians. Jared Leeworthy being introduced, a 5'10 junior. Where's number one?
6 foot senior, Landon
Fettigal. Number two, Landon Fettigal. 6 foot senior. Where is number two, Landon Fettigal?
Number 13, Harrison Scott.
Number three, Harrison Scott, 5'10 junior, getting the start tonight for the Indians.
Number 6 foot senior, number 12.
And number 12, a 6 foot senior. Owen Bentia, he's the man, he's the scorer, he's the one the cavemen want to stop tonight. And not the 6'2", the big guy, Luther, Caden Luther, wears number 33, and he's broad of the shoulder. So we're about ready to get this one underway. First quarter going to be brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Call Jay Moser and his crew. They'll get it done for you at an amazing price. As we move to center court right now, Traylor will be squaring off against number two, Vanago. Vanago at 6 foot, so is Traylor. We're betting on Traylor. We know he has leaping ability. Let's see. Ball high in the air and controlled by the Caveman into the backcourt to Rosetta. Crosses the timeline, hands off to Deshane, and Deshane sets the Grants pass to Caveman. They'll put a double high post up initially. Deshane goes to the left court, then drives back to the right-hand side. Gets a pick from Traylor, shoots the ball down low on the baseline to Rosetta in the corner. Turns and fires from 18 feet. It's Reynolds and balances. Finally falls through. So Rosetta gets the first two tonight. Here come the Roseburg Indians into the forecourt quickly. Ventia out front. So double team by the Grants Pass. Cayman ball goes left-hand side quickly to number three. That's Scott. Scott looks for Ventia on the cut. He's surrounded, though, by McKittrick right now. Ball high post gives up to Luther. Luther out front quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy hands off to Ventia. Double teamed immediately. Almost tripped up. Drives the left-hand side. Shoots over and scores. Shoots over Rosetta and scores. So Ventia gets the first two, and we're tied at two here early. 7 minutes to play. Caveman basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass. 99-7 full court pressure. Long pass stolen away by the Roseburg Indians. They attack the basket. Lay one up off, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Finally picked up by the Indians. Put back up and in by Fanigal. So it's 4-2. Grants Pass down by a single bucket right now. Inbounds play goes to Deshane. Up quickly to Traylor, right-hand side. Out front to Deshane. Deshane into the paint. Spins, looks for help. Outlet goes to Traylor on the wing right. Corner right-hand side to McKittrick. Down low to Rosetta. Steps out on the wing right-hand side and backs away from a smothering defense so far. Ball out front to Deshane. Drives, lays one up off, no good. But the follow by Rosetta is good, and Rosetta has four. We're tied at four. 6:19 to play first period, coming to you from Roseburg tonight. Bring the ball down. Fatigo. Fatigo up front, hands off to Ventia. Ventia slides to the left-hand side, still out between the circles. Now back to the right-hand side. Down low in the corner. Shot for three is up. Rims it out. No good. Rebound controlled by McKittrick. Lets the traffic clear. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Lead pass goes out to Deshane. Deshane across the timeline that quick. Right front court. Slows the action down. Comes out front. Working against what appears to be a man-to-man right now. Slides the left-hand side. Goes on the wing to Traylor. Traylor looks down low. Back out front to McKittrick. Right-hand side to Hart. Hart for three from 25. It's good. Get him hot early. So it's the Caveman 7-4 with a three-point lead right now. Out front, Ventia drives the left-hand side. McKittrick with him. Stride for stride. Shot is up. Off no good. Rebound Rosetta. Rosetta's outlet goes to Traylor down the right-hand side. Traylor has Hart in the corner. Left-hand side for three. Shot is up. And good. And Hart has hit two in a row here in the first period. They came in up by six, 10-4. Quickly back, Roseburg Indians on the drive right now. And Hart comes out front. His heart's pumping right now. And he commits the foul going after the basketball. So Hart will pick up the infraction. That's the first on anybody tonight. It'll be Roseburg ball inbounds from the sidelines, almost in front of the Grants Pass Caveman bench, which is just about 12 feet below us here. Deshane gets a little breather, and Connolly is in that quick. And, oh, Connolly forgot to check in. Now he's checked in and moves back out on the floor. All right, now the inbounds play comes into the center circle, back to left-hand side quickly to Luther. Luther, left front court, looking for outlet. Finds Ventia. Ventia elevates free throw line. Shot is up, deflected. Comes down to Hart's hand, and Hart slides down the right-hand sideline. Drops the ball back to Rosetta. He's into the forecourt. Quickly left-hand side to Conley. Conley out in the between the circles. Left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick back out front. Quickly to Traylor. Traylor top of the key. Left-hand side to McKittrick for three on the way. It's good. And McKittrick gets his first from beyond the arc, and the Caveman up 13-4 by 9 points right now. Bringing the ball down. Fanigo. Fanigo out front, comes back right-hand side quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy drives, goes to the baseline, and a foul called, I believe, on Connolly trying to reach in as he went by. We'll see. That's the call. So Connolly will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game, second on the Caveman this quarter. 4:35 to play. It's 13-4 Caveman. Inbounds play for the Indians from the end line, their end of the floor. And the ball comes way out, left-hand side, corner left-hand side, then to Mattia for three. It's off, no good. Board comes down into the hands of Hart. Hart puts the ball on the floor himself into the forecourt, right-hand side. Looks for help. Wants to drive right-hand side, shovels off to McKittrick. McKittrick out front top of the key to Traylor, then out front to Connolly. Right front court, puts the ball on his hip, then goes right back to action to Hart on the wing on the right-hand side. Taylor pops out of the high post to take the pass between the circles. Left-hand side to Connolly on the wing. Trying to find Rosetta down low. Back out front to McKittrick. Back left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly with the basketball. Right-hand side. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Long three is on the way from Hart. This one's off. No good. Rebound falls into the hands quickly. Fanigo into the forecourt between the circles. Lobs it down low for Luther. Luther powers one to the glass. It's up and good for Luther. Luther gets his first two, and it's 13-6. Grants Pass still with the lead, and the basketball from Connolly to Rosetta. Quickly to Hart into the forecourt, right front court. Back out front then to Rosetta, left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly looks down low, back left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick puts the ball on the floor, out front again to Traylor. Traylor right front court, then to Connolly, right-hand side. Connolly puts the ball on the floor, fakes once, comes right back out to Traylor, and away from the basketball. Foul called on Rosetta. Battling for position. That'll be the third on the Cavemen. None on the Indians at this point. 13-6 the score. 3:26 to play here in the first period. Rosetta comes out. Connolly sits down. Berg is back in along with DeShane. So the Cavemen have gone small here. 13-6 lead for Grants Pass. Ball comes down left-hand side to Bentia. Bentia drives, looks for room on the baseline. Puts a shot up from the baseline. Off. No good. Ball rolls out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass ball. So McKittrick will make the inbounds play. He's got DeShane in the backcourt with him, I think. No, Traylor comes back to take the inbounds pass. DeShane is there to help. Gets the pass to DeShane, then over to McKittrick into the forecourt. Sees a double team, drives by it, goes to Hart corner left-hand side. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane head fakes, drives to the free throw line, shakes and bakes, elevates. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound into the hands of the Indians. Number one, that's Leeworthy, driving down the left-hand side, shoulder to shoulder with DeShane. Little stutter step, goes to the baseline, looks for help, gets the ball into Luther. Loose basketball picked up by the Cavemen, handed right back to Hart. Hart outlet to McKittrick, lead pass up to Traylor, right-hand side. He's outnumbered, but he drives, lays one up, that rolls off, no good. Rebound cleared by Luther for the Indians. Drops the ball right back to Leeworthy. Oh, Fanigo. Fanigo brings it down, crosses the timeline right at center court. Hart waits for him. Ball goes left-hand side, then to Mantilla. Bentia in the corner, left-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Luther. Spins and fires, and it's up and good. So Bentia has four. DeShane in the backcourt gets the ball up to McKittrick. Drives, kicks the ball into the corner, left-hand side to Hart. Hart fires again. It's off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of, that's Bentia flying down the left-hand side. Little head fake. Elevate. Shot is up. Off. No good. Followed by Luther. Is still no good. Still has the basketball. Works hard. Left-hand side. Shot is up for a three-point land. Off. No good. High for the rebound this time is Hart, who got way up there. DeShane back on the run for Grants Pass. Up 13-8 with 1:51 to play. Ball right-hand side in the corner to Traylor. Back up front to DeShane. DeShane, right front court, gets a pick from Berg. Still moving between the circles, gets a double pick, drives the right-hand side, kicks it right back to Traylor, top of the key. Looks like he wanted the three. Lost the basketball momentarily, flips it to Hart, corner right-hand side. He drives the baseline back to DeShane in the corner. Corner elevates from 15. It's good for DeShane. DeShane has his first two, and it's 15-8. 1:26 to play. First period. Fanigo brings the basketball down, crosses the timeline out front, goes left-hand side quickly to Scott. Back out front quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy gives the ball to Bentia. Bentia drives left-hand side looking for some help. Drives into the corner, elevates him 15 feet. Off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of DeShane. DeShane in heavy traffic, protects the basketball all the way down to the floor. Drives the basket, lays one up. That is good. And didn't hear a whistle, but he was on the floor. Lead pass comes back to the Roseburg Indians on the attack, left-hand side. Whistle stops the action here. And McKittrick was there. Let's see if that's the call. That's the call. So McKittrick will pick up his first infraction of the night. That's the fourth team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. Connolly checks back in, and Traylor sits down. 17-8, Grants Pass in the lead right now. McKittrick comes, it was McKittrick who comes out, and Traylor is still in the basketball game. Inbounds play from the inline goes in to their big guy. Back out to Bentia, tries to muscle one up. No, it's not Bentia. A jump ball called as Berg tied up Fanigo. Fanigo at 6 foot, Berg at 5'9", or 5'8", pardon me. But Berg is a football player, thinks like a football player. What is that football? Inbounds play from the inline now. Fanigo will make the play for the Indians. Lobs it way out front to Bentia, top of the key. 22-footer on the way, and it's good. So Bentilla right now with 7 points in the basketball game. It's a 6-point lead for Grants Pass in the last 30 seconds of the first quarter. Ball right-hand side now to Hart. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane puts the ball on his hip. Holds it for a second here. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Connolly. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Almost the same as the time clock. Time clock has, I think, another extra second on it. DeShane, right front court, goes left-hand side to Connolly now. 11 seconds on the clock. Drives right-hand side. It's a double team. And a player control foul called on Connolly. Coach Jesse can't believe it, but that's the call. So Connolly will pick up his second. That's the fifth team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen in the first half. First quarter. Inbounds play for the Indians in the backcourt. Coach Jesse still has the ear of one of the officials. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes quickly to Fenego. Fenego, top of the key, drives all the way. Lays one up. That is good. And Fenego at the buzzer gets a score, and it's a 4-point game. 17-13, Grants Pass leads. We'll be back with the second period after this one-minute Cape Van timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do it best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. Tip of the hat, Diamond. They've been with us a long, long time also. Whatever you're looking for, well, it's home improvement. You want to improve your home? You find it at Diamond. Lumber, tools, carpeting, window treatments. Hey, back to action now in the second period with the ball in the hands of Zach DeShane for the Grants Pass Cavemen. In high post to Traylor, down low then to Connolly. Connolly bounce past the left-hand side in the corner to Hart. Back out front to DeShane, and the Cavemen will start again. DeShane, a little shaken and bacon, top of the key right now. Can't get free. Goes out front to Traylor, right-hand side to Hart for three, and just off, no good. Rebound into the hands quickly of Fanigo. Fanigo into the four. Pardon me, it's not Fanigo, it's Scott. Scott left-hand side quickly to number one. That's Leeworthy. Shot is up from the beyond the arc. Off, no good. Whistle going to be called against the Cavemen again. So the so Berg will pick up this infraction. That's the sixth team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen compared to none for the Indians. At the free throw line, number two, Fanigo has 4 points on two field goals right now. Shot is up and oh, no good. That's the first field goal attempt by either time, by either side, so far in this contest. One more shot coming. It's up and off. It was a 3-point shot he missed and was fouled on, so he'll have one more. Hart comes out. Then we've got McKittrick, Connolly, Berg, and Traylor on the floor right now for Grants Pass. This one is up and good. So he hits one of three, and it's 17-15. Or at least it should be. That's not what the clock shows right now. Oh, maybe the clock is right, 17-14. Got to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor. Traylor gets the ball into DeShane, back to Traylor in the backcourt. Over to Connolly. Connolly into the forecourt, right-hand side, stops with the basketball, double-teamed there. Gets the ball up quickly to McKittrick, back out front to DeShane. DeShane out front, backs away from a man defense, gets the ball out front to Connolly. Connolly drives the right-hand side. McKittrick steps out to the wing, takes the pass there. Out front to Berg, left-hand side to DeShane, and launches the three, and it is in and out and will go. Long rebound into the hands of Connolly at the free throw line. Turns around, looks back at the clock with a fresh seconds on the shot clock. Drives all the way, lays one up that rolls off, no good. Tip it by Berg, no good. Outlet comes quickly down the left-hand side to Bentilla. Bentilla head fakes, tries to get into the paint. Floats one up, and no. Trailer from behind took the ball away and will probably be called for the foul. That's the call. So Trailer will pick up his first of the night. Seventh team foul on the Grants Pass Keeman in the basketball game so far. And again, the official comes over and talks to head coach Jesse. Shot is up and no good for Bentilla. That's unusual. 1 more. Shot is up. This one's good. Nothing but that. So 8 points for the Reg score so far. 17-15 the score. Grants Pass by 2. Needs to answer. Deshane left-hand side to Trailer. In the corner left-hand side for 3 from McKittrick. Off. No good. Rebound Berg. Outlet comes to Connolly. Pumps for the 3. Then drives by. Adds the ball off to Berg. Berg goes up with a shot twice. No good. And a foul called underneath in the rebounding action. I suspect it's going against Berg. It is. So Berg has 2. 17-15 the score. And bounce play in the backcourt comes to number 1, Leeworthy. Leeworthy into the forecourt now. Trying to get by the defense of Deshane. Ball left-hand side quickly to, let's see, loose basketball. And a blocking foul called on Berg. That's 3 on Berg. I believe that's going to be the call. That's the call. So Berg has 3, and Hart is up quickly and into the basketball game as Luther and Scott return to the lineup for the Roseburg Indians. Also number 35 is in. That's Jaden Kimmerly, 6-foot junior, played significantly in the JV game earlier. Inbounds play comes out front to Bentilla, top of the key. Bullet pass inside. Turnaround jumper by Bentilla is up, or by Kimmerly is up and good. Comes off the bench against the first 2. We're tied at 17. Grants pass in the backcourt. Lead pass up quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick turns, drives to the baseline. Pulls up, kicks the ball out front then to Deshane. Deshane calls Connolly out front. Gives him the basketball. He drives to the right-hand side. Stops right front court. Looks down low. Gives the ball to Hart on the wing. Back out front to McKittrick between the circles. Left-hand side to Deshane. Pumps for the 3. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Drives, tries to get in the paint. Elevates. Shot is up, and that's good for Deshane. And Deshane now has 6 in the basketball game. And it's a 19-17 lead for Grants Pass. Ball comes down in the hands of ball right-hand side. Out of bounds. Got to be Grants Pass basketball. That's Tristan Enable, a sophomore they've got on the floor right now. Grants Pass by 2 after leading by a bunch here early. Slow down. The 3s aren't falling like they did early. Connolly goes right-hand side to McKittrick on the wing. Back out front then to Hart. Left-hand side to Deshane. Deshane looking for some room on the baseline. Backs away from the defense. Back out to Trailer, top of the key. Trailer tries to penetrate, and a pushing foul called on the Roseburg Indians. Number 5 draws that foul. That's Fable, Tristan Fable, a 5'7 sophomore. And that's the first foul on the Indians tonight. 19-17 the score. Grants pass by 2, and with the basketball coming in from the inline, our end of the floor to Connolly. Bounce pass down low, looking for Trailer, coming out from behind the baseline. Couldn't make the pass right, and the ball is turned over to the Roseburg Indians. 19-17 to score, 5:09 to play here first half. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass. Inbounds play in the backcourt coming from Kimmerly. Up quickly to Scott. Got into the forecourt, left front court, working against McKittrick, left-hand side on the wing. Kimmerly slides the ball down to Luther. Luther kicks the ball right-hand side again to Enable. Attacks along the baseline. Tries to get the ball right-hand side to their big guy, Luther. Lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Grants pass ball inbounds on the end line, far into the floor. Connolly's there. Will make the inbounds play. He's got McKittrick on one side and Deshane on the other. Connolly back to McKittrick. Back right-hand side to Connolly into the forecourt. Right-hand side. Bounce pass into the corner to Trailer. Trailer back out front to Deshane. Deshane right front court with the basketball. Slides down a little bit on the wing. Looks to drive. Then backs away. Looking for a cutter. Back out front out to McKittrick. McKittrick drives. Gets to the paint. Lost the basketball out of bounds. I think it's going to be Grants pass ball. It is. Didn't see who got a hand on it. Once again, Grants pass up by 2. 19-17 here in Roseburg. 4:35 to play in the half. Deshane inbounds left-hand side to Connolly. Out front quickly to McKittrick. Wanted the shot top of the key. Didn't take it. Back to Conley, left-hand side. Conley back to DeShane, left-hand side and the corner. Looking for Traylor in the paint, and Traylor immediately double-teamed. Drives, kicks the ball in the corner, then at the buzzer. Shot is up on the shot clock violation. Turns it back over to the Roseburg Indians. 4:18 to play first half. 19-17 the score. Inbounds play comes to Scott. Scott brings the ball down, crosses right in the orange center circle. Feeds it high post left-hand side to Kimmerly. Kimmerly, left-hand side in the corner then. Man drives the baseline, kicks the ball back out front to nobody. Rolls into the backcourt, picked up by the Indians. It'll be Grant's pass ball on the backcourt violation. So it's going to be Caveman basketball inbounds just in front of the Roseburg bench. Connolly is over to make the play in the backcourt all alone. Zach DeShane gets the inbounds pass. Drives down to the right-hand side where Bentia picks him up. Slides down, gets a double team on the right-hand side, gets a double pick back out front to Hart for three. It's just off, no good. High for the rebound that time. Scott brings it down on the fly himself, top of the key. Almost loses its balance, loose basketball, then it's picked up by Bentia. Bentia double teamed then, bullet pass corner, left-hand side. Shot is up for three, and this one's off, no good. Long rebound taken down by Hart. He is really elevating tonight. Outlet comes right back to DeShane. DeShane down the left-hand side, kicks it back out front to Conley. Conley, right front court. Left side now as we're looking at a zone defense by the Indians to McKittrick on the wing, left-hand side. Drives the baseline, lays one up, draws the foul, I believe, from Frabel. That'll be the second on Frabel. And going to the free throw line, Grady McKittrick. Shot is up, rims and out. That's the first trip to the free throw line for any Grants Pass player tonight. One more shot coming for Grady. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron and off. No good. Missed two. Rebound for the Indians. Ball gets up to Bentia. Bentia drives right-hand side. Draws the double team. Both Traylor and McKittrick. Bullet pass down low. Then to number 33, Luther, who puts it up and in. And he's got four. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. We're tied at 19. DeShane in the backcourt. Double team. Gets the ball up to Conley. Back to DeShane. DeShane attacks top of the key. Kicks the ball right back to Conley. Conley slides right-hand side. Back to DeShane. Corner left-hand side. And he'll launch the three again. This one's way short, but into the hands of Traylor. Traylor has the ball slapped out of bounds. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the inline. Our end of the floor. Head coach Jesse Upp yelling instructions to his team. Sits right back down. And the Cavemen go into their shuffle quickly. And ball comes left-hand side to Hart on the wing. In the corner then to McKittrick. McKittrick puts the ball on the floor, looks for help back out front then to Conley. Conley with the ball left front court. Comes back right-hand side, back left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick, corner left-hand side, back to Conley. Spins and fires at the buzzer, and once again, shot clock violation. They're calling that one pretty close. 2:27 on the clock. We are tied at 19 here. 2:27 left to play here in the first half. And the Roseburg Indians call timeout. Once again, 2:27 to play in the half. It is 19-19. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Tied at 19, 2:27 to play. Now, not a lot of scoring done in this the second quarter here. At the end of the first quarter, Grants Pass led by 4, 17-13. It's now tied at 19. 2:27 showing on the clock. That's time left to play. Inbounds play uncontested. Ball ends up in the hands of Leeworthy. Slides down across the timeline, feeds it out front to Bentia. Bentia immediately goes to the left-hand side, draws the double team. High post, the ball goes to Luther, right-hand side on the corner. Shot is up and good for number one. Leeworthy gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. And the Cavemen trail, I think, for the first time in this game, 21-19. Lead pass goes left-hand side then to Conley. Conley out front to DeShane. DeShane begins to direct traffic. Trailers posted high. On one wing is McKittrick, on the other is Conley. DeShane, a little shaking and baking out front, goes to the right-hand side to Trailer. Trailer drives, lays one up, that's off, no good. Luther rebounds for the Indians. Outlet comes right back quickly to number two. That's Fanego. Fanego hands the ball off to Bentia. Bentia drives the right-hand side, draws the double team. Ball handed off in the corner for three. By Scott. And it's 24-19. Grants Pass needs an answer here. Ball slapped away out of bounds on the pass by Connolly. So the Grants Pass offense right now has gone stale. Ball inbounds, play deflected, being fought for, contested in the backcourt right now, picked up by Connolly. Connolly drives into the corner. Double team there, rolls the ball out quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick out front to Hart. Hart with the basketball, turns, drives left-hand side in the corner, back out front to McKittrick. McKittrick checks with the coach, puts the ball on the zip, then right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane out front, counting him down on the shot clock. Ball pass down low, deflected, picked up by Luther. Luther's outlet goes down to the left-hand side of the basketball court, gives the ball up once again to Bentia, who elevates, shot is up, off, no good, and he's fouled. Foul called on Trailer. So Trailer will pick up his first, and it's not James, it's Jameis. At the free throw line, number 12, Owen Bentia, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, has 8 points in the basketball game tonight. Stands in, shot is up, and hits the back of the iron, high and off. Has his right ankle with a little brace on it, so he might not be playing at full strength. One more shot. Up, rattles this one home. 2-for-4 from the free throw line and the three-point attempt. He has one more opportunity coming. That gives him 9 points in the contest. Shot is up and good for this one. So he's 3-for-5 from the free throw line. That gives him 10 points in the contest. Inbounds play quickly to Conley. Up to DeShane. DeShane still in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Conley. To McKittrick, corner left-hand side. Back out to Conley. Conley moves to the right-hand side. Looks down low, back out front to DeShane. DeShane head fakes, drives to the free throw line. Little head fake, kicks the ball into the corner now to Trailer. Back out front to McKittrick. 27 seconds on the clock, 11 seconds on the shot clock. Conley right-hand side, gets the ball to Hart. Hart gets the ball inside to DeShane. DeShane drives, tries to elevate, and has the ball slapped away. Shovels out to Hart for three at the buzzer. And he nails that 30-foot three-pointer. That's his third of the night. He's got nine. And it's 26-22, a four-point game. And for goodness sakes, they're going to call another foul on McKittrick. So McKittrick will pick up his second. 11 fouls called on the Grants Pass Cayman. And Joel Jessiep still talking to the official. Compared to two for the Roseburg Indians at the free throw line. Number two, Fatigo, shot is up, off, no good. Fanego, 1-of-4 from the free throw line, 5 points in the contest tonight. Shot is up and good. So he's 2-of-5, 6 points total in the contest. It's a 27-22 game. Grants Pass down by 5. Lead pass up to DeShane. Quickly launches at the buzzer, off at the end of the first half. It is 27-22. Grants Pass down by 5. Head coach Jesse up quickly, walking to the dressing room, avoids the officials as they head to the back room. All right, we'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Cape Man timeout.
Drill, baby.
baby drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
It's time to wipe out hunger. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford locations of Kelly's Automotive Service, and we'll install a new pair of wiper blades on your vehicle up to $35 in value. This week, we have realtor Ellie George from HomeQuest Realty matching donations up to $500. It was a tough year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Come on, Southern Oregon, let's do this. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. The Cavemen trail by about 5 here at the half. At the end of the first period, the Cavemen were up by 4, 17-13, but were outscored in the second period, 14-5. Caveman scoring came on 9 field goals, 4 three-pointers. They were 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Whistled for 11 fouls compared to 2 fouls for the Roseburg Indians. Roseburg scoring came on 10 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 5-of-10 from the free throw line. That's 50%. Rebounds pretty close. Grants Pass has a little edge there, 12-11 in terms of floor percentage. Grants Pass was 10 of 23 from the floor. That's 43% from the floor compared to 45% for the Roseburg Indians. They were 10 of 22. We ran down the foul shooting for you in terms of turnovers. Grants Pass has committed 8 turnovers compared to 3 turnovers for the Roseburg Indians. We'll run down the individual scoring when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Running down the individual numbers, first of all, for the Roseburg Indians coming off the bench, Tristan Frebel, a 5'7 sophomore, has 2 fouls. Also coming off the bench, a junior, Jaden Kimmerly, has 1 2-point field goal and no fouls. Let's see, the rest of the action, I believe, comes from the starters. We'll go there with Harrison Scott. 1 3-point field goal, 3 points, no fouls. Jaron Leeworthy, 1 field goal, 2 points, and no fouls. Landon Fanigo, 2 field goals, 2 for 5 from the free throw line, gives him 6 points and no fouls. Caden Luther, 2 field goals, 4 points, and no fouls. And Owen Bentia has 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, was 3 of 5 from the free throw line. He has 10 points in the basketball game, and I believe is the leading scorer at this point. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Weston Berg came into the basketball game and picked up 3 fouls in the second period. Grady McKittrick, 1 3-point field goal, and missed 2 free throws. He has 2 fouls. Tim Hart has 3 field goals, 9 points, and a single foul. Jameis Traylor hasn't scored, has been whistled for 2 fouls. Kingston Connolly hasn't scored and has been whistled for 2 fouls. Zach DeShane has 3 field goals, 6 points, and no fouls. And Jordan Rosetta, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul. Those are the individual numbers that we have for you and team numbers here. We'll talk about the what were we talking about? First half analysis right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do it best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you with us here. Let's run down some first half analysis for you, because it appears that head coach Joel Jesse has a little bit different rotation and a different starting lineup tonight. We know that he did start Grady McKittrick in place of Kingston Connolly tonight to start the game. That was an offensive decision. But at the same time, Jordan Rosetta has been on the bench for the for a lot of the first half. Well, his scoring total reflects that. He only has 4 points, both of those in the first quarter. I didn't see any injury. He doesn't appear to be hampered in any way. We certainly hope he's okay. And part of the strategy might just be after that big game at Sheldon where the Grants Pass came and just basically ran out of gas in that fourth quarter. He might be looking to save the big guy. Just put a spin move as they're already out of the locker room and doing some warm-ups. So might just be saving him for more in the second half. That could be part of the strategy that we're looking at right now. The Cavemen have been struggling to get a shot off, at least 2 shot clock violations. Once again, there's a 35-second shot clock in effect in the conference throughout the state, I believe. Some of the situation that we're looking for. You put Jordan Rosetta back in, and suddenly the rebounding edge would go back to Grants Pass. Because Luther, quite frankly, their big guy at 6'2", has been having his own way. And he's a big guy, not only tall, but broad in shoulder, would match up well with Rosetta. Although I think Rosetta would have athletically a little advantage. We'll have to wait and see if we get more of that matchup later in the game. In the meantime, though, that's what we're looking at here. We'll see what kind of start we get and if the rotation changes any in the second half for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Once again, a look at the scoreboard shows the Cavemen trailing by 5, 27-22. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
A side note here as the teams continue to warm up with less than a minute left on the halftime clock here. Peyton Bruner does travel with the team, and he's on the floor right now. He did have earlier in this, this is the first time we've seen him without a brace on that broken hand. I think he's got a couple of fingers taped together there, but certainly not a big one like he had before. We did see him shoot a couple of threes, just nothing but net, in the early warm-ups tonight, but still not ready for contact play yet. And we'll hopefully have him back perhaps by next week, next Tuesday. Once again, we're off on Friday. So next action for the Grants Pass Cavemen will be a week from tonight at Heater Newman Gym against the North Medford Black Tornado. 27-22 right now is the halftime clock about ready to expire, and we'll get the second half underway. And I can't see the arrow from here on the alternate possession rule. Everybody's walking to the far end of the floor. It's going to be Roseburg's ball inbounds coming from Lee Worthy. He's got Fatigo in front of him. Fatigo gets it into the backcourt. Hart waits for him. And Rosetta back in the lineup as McKittrick stays in the lineup. Ball goes right-hand side, loose basketball. The hands of Bentia. Down low to Luther. Luther puts a shot up. That's good. And Luther gets the first two of the second half. And it's 29-22. Lead pass comes up to Hart. Right-hand side for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Out front now to DeShane. DeShane right front court. Barking instructions to his teammates. Comes to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off to Hart. Hart out front. Right front court. Goes to Traylor. Right-hand side in the corner. Stripped of the basketball. Bentia. Bentia double-teamed. And then it falls off. Bentia drives down the right-hand side. Looping pass up. Right-hand side, then into the corner right. Three attempt on the way off, no good. Rebound finally falls into the hands of Rosetta. And Rosetta brings the ball down himself. Lead pass up right-hand side to Traylor. He's got room, drives the basket, lays it up off glass, and it's good. And they're calling for a player control foul. They can't believe it. That was blatant. So Traylor will pick up his third. And that brought Jesse to his feet here. Could not believe that. Think he's still talking. Ball right-hand side to number two, Rondell Fanigo. Fanigo on the wing goes over to Luther, right-hand side on the wing against Rosetta. Turns, steps down, right-hand side. Launches the three on the way. This one's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounding control by Rosetta again. Outlet comes to DeShane. DeShane down the left-hand side. On the run. Kicks the ball into the corner. Left-hand side to McKittrick. Back out front to Rosetta for three. Hits the rim and off. No good. For the rebound, it's controlled by Scott. Outlet comes right-hand side. Left-hand side quickly to number one. That's Leeworthy. Leeworthy shoots off. No good. And again, the rebound by Rosetta. Kicks the ball right back to DeShane. DeShane comes back to Cavemen looking for some offense. DeShane drives. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks the ball back at the trailer. Left side on the wing. Then to McKittrick. McKittrick directs traffic. Flips the ball in. High post to Rosetta. Rosetta tries to come down the lane. Spins. Lays one up. That is good. And Rosetta gets his first 2 points since the first period. And he's got six in the basketball game. 29-24. Long pass stolen away by Rosetta. Chases it down on the corner. And the Cavemen come right back after the steal. Rosetta brings it back himself. Crosses the timeline, right front court. Wants to drive, goes all the way to the bucket. Lays one up again, and it's good. And Rosetta's really asserting himself. Now he's got 8 points in the basketball game, and the Cavemen trail by three, 29-26. Ball in the hands of Fanigo, right front court. Fanigo just hands the ball off to Bentia, who comes out front to start things happening. Traylor goes with him stride for stride. DeShane comes over to help. He drives, shoots off, no good. Foul called underneath. And it's going to be against the Cavemen, although everybody's protesting their innocence. This one's going against DeShane. So that'll be his first of the night. Second team foul this period on the Cavemen. At his free throw line is number 12, Owen Bentia, who is 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Three dribbles, deep knee bend, shot is up, good follow through, nothing but net. Now 4 of 6. He's got 11 points in the contest. Connolly comes into the basketball game. DeShane is on the sidelines. And Traylor comes out. 30-26. One more shot coming for Bentia. Shot is up, and this one's good. Bentia now 5 of 7 from the free throw line. 12 points in the basketball game. Inbounds play goes to Connolly, to Hart in the backcourt, up to across the timeline to Rosetta. Rosetta loses his footing, but kept the dribble alive. Slid on the floor. Good athletic move. Ball out front out of DeShane. Right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick head fakes. High post then to Rosetta. DeShane is knocked down as Rosetta spins and fires. And he's got 10 points in the basketball game now. And it's 31-28. And another whistle against the Grants Pass Cavemen. I can't believe it. This one's going against number four. And the official comes over to talk to head coach Jesse. That's the third on Conley. And we've called a technical. Shot is up by Bentia and good. He's got 6 of 8 right now. DeShane, the team captain, talking to one of the officials. Shot is up and good. So Bentia is now 7 of 9 from the free throw line with 14 points in the basketball game. And the basketball will come in from the half-court mark for the Roseburg Indians. And again, DeShane still talking to one of the officials. I think the official made that last call. Indians get the ball into the backcourt to Fatigo. Fatigo spins, walks across the timeline out front. Feeds the ball right-hand side to Luther. Bounce pass down low to Bentia. Shot is off, no good. For the rebound, it's Conley through heavy traffic. 3-on-3 break to the right, inside on the wing. Back out front to Rosetta. Rosetta checks the paint, comes down. He can work against this big guy. Gets him up in the air, goes hard to the glass. It's good. And Rosetta now has 12 points in the basketball game. It's a three-point game, 33-30. Grants Pass trails by 3. Out front, this is Lee Worthy with the basketball. Check that. It's Fatigo. Fatigo right-hand side. Lee Worthy, though, does drive the baseline. And ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Roseburg ball inbounds from the end line. They're into the floor. They'll put a 4-man screen across the free throw line. They'll break out of that real quickly. Ball looped way out front to Bentia. Left-hand side quickly. The Lee Worthy gets in the paint. Goes up with a shot that is deflected. And they're probably going to call a foul on Rosetta. Can't believe it. Yes, I can't. That's incredible. Well, quite frankly, we've seen it here before, folks. Fatigo make the inbounds play. Ball comes left-hand side on the wing. Three-point attempt is on the way. Hits the back of the iron. Off, no good. Board cleared. Back up. Off, no good. Rosetta clears this rebound. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Heads back down the floor. Crosses the timeline. Left front court. Backs away. Flips the ball out front to DeShane. DeShane between the circles. Holds the basketball. Left-hand side to Rosetta. On the wing, left-hand side. Goes to the baseline, working against their big guy. Shoots over and fade away. Off, no good. Well short of the basket. Falls right into the hands of Fatigo. Fatigo will walk the ball down. Checks with his coach as he approaches the timeline. Now crosses. Comes out front between the circles. Little fake. Drives all the way. Goes up with a shot. Off, no good. Rebound cleared by Rosetta. Lead pass up left-hand side to Hart, who is hit in the back of the head. That's embarrassing. That should never happen. 33-30 the score. 3:48 to play, third period. Coming to you from Roseburg, Oregon. Inbounds play from the sideline. Timeout called by the Roseburg Indians. A look at the scoreboard with 3:48 to play. The Cavemen down by 3, 33-30. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. Grants Pass trails by 3, 33-30. It'll be Roseburg ball when play resumes here in the third period. 3:48 to play. From the sidelines, about 10 feet down from the timeline. Their end of the floor, but the ball will probably go into the backcourt to Fatigo. It does. Fatigo into the uncontested as the Cavemen show his zone defense right now. Ball slides right-hand side. Out front quickly to Lee Worthy. Lee Worthy back right-hand side to Fatigo. Gets in the paint. Drops the ball down low. It's slapped out of bounds, evidently off of... Number 33, Luther. It's Grants Pass basketball. Hart comes over to make the inbounds play. In the backcourt, it comes to Conley. Sees full court pressure. It looks like a trap zone. 1-2-2. Ball right-hand side. Slapped away and out of bounds. Still going to be Grants Pass basketball. And 3 Scott ended up in about the third row of the bleachers here, coming after that one. It'll be Conley getting the ball inbounds in the backcourt to DeShane. DeShane uncontested now into the forecourt. Picked up by Bentia, drives the right-hand side, right past him, drops the ball right down, tried to get it to Rosetta, bounced off somebody, picked up by Bentia, goes down, bullet pass left-hand side in the corner, no shot there, ball out front quickly to Fatigo, down low, trapped out of bounds, it's still going to be Roseburg basketball inbound from the end line, there under the floor, 3:13 to play, Caveman down by 3. Fanico will make the inbounds play. And away from the basketball. Oh, a player control call called on Luther? Really? Well, golly, that's the third foul called on the Roseburg Indians in the basketball game. Inbounds play comes to Rosetta. From Conley, back to Conley, back to Rosetta into the forecourt right now, right front court. Trying to spread that zone defense out. Rosetta takes two steps down on the right-hand side, still working on the wing. Ball out front quickly to Traylor. Traylor, right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane looks down low, a little alley-oop into Rosetta. Rosetta, power move to the basket, lays one up and in. He's got 14 in the basketball game, and it's a one-point game, 33-32. Fatigo brings the ball down for the Indians. Lead pass up left-hand side. Shot is up from 10 feet on the left. On, off, no good. Rebound kept alive by Luther. Attacks the basketball again. Off, no good. This time, the board is cleared by Rosetta. And he brings the ball down himself. Cross is right at the center court. Gives the ball up to DeShane, right front court. DeShane left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta holds the ball. Finds Conley, corner left-hand side. Conley with the basketball. Puts the ball on the deck. Back out front to Hart. Hart comes right-hand side. Hands it off to DeShane. DeShane with the basketball. 8 seconds on the shot clock. DeShane shaking and baking. Shoots from the top of the key. Hits the front of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Luther for Roseburg. Outlet comes back to Fanigo. Fanigo into the forecourt. Left-hand side. Tries to penetrate. Does. Goes down low. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound cleared by Conley. Conley brings the ball down on the fly. Right-hand side. Moves right to the end. And a foul called, I believe, on Bentia. We'll see. Another one. Will this be on the Roseburg Indians? Coach Jesse, I believe, is hot. Foul was called on Bentia. Will pick up his first. That's the fourth team foul on the Roseburg Indians. Inbound play comes to Traylor right at the free throw line. Down low to Rosetta. Fadeaway eight-footer rolls off. Bentia rebounds. Outlet goes to Fanigo. Fanigo into the forecourt, left side. Holds the basketball. Caveman defense comes after him. Loops it over the defense, right-hand side to Leeworthy. In the corner, right-hand side. Shot is up. In and out for three off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Rosetta after the Roseburg Indians saved it back in. So Rosetta brings it down, saying thank you very much. Berg will check in. Next dead ball. Ball comes out front now to number one, DeShane. Minute 14 to play here in the third. Hands the ball off to Conley. Right-hand side on the wing. Down low in the corner to Traylor. Traylor low post into Rosetta. Rosetta tries to back in. Pumps once, then goes hard to the glass and gets it up and down. He's got 16 in the basketball game. 12 of them in this period. Grant's pass back on top now. 34-31. 34-33. This is Fanigo out front with the basketball. Hands the ball off quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy drives. Has a lane. Lays one up. It's good. Found the Grants Pass defense sleeping. Leeworthy found a seam and scored. It's 35-34 as we trade back and forth. 38 seconds left on the period here. Hart trapped right-hand side over to DeShane. DeShane in the paint goes down low to Conley. Conley goes up. Can't get the shot up and down, but Rosetta does. He's got 18. And the Cayman back on top by one, 36-35. Fatigo brings the ball right front court for the Indians. Conley comes after him to keep him honest. They lobs it left-hand side to Bentia on the wing. Back out front to Fanigo. Right-hand side in the corner. Back out on the wing to Leeworthy. To Fanigo, left-hand side to Bentia. Corner left. Then Bamboo's back out. Shovels it back in the corner for Leeworthy. For three off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of DeShane. Launches a shot at half court at the buzzer. No good. The Cavemen have regained the lead. And lead at the end of three by one. 36-35. Back with the third period after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Home of some beer, great pizza on Beacon Drive on the Williams Highway. Give them a call at 541-476-2133. In about 30, 40 minutes, you'll have get the special this month. That's the bacon cheese pizza. Get the big one. It'll feed a bunch in your grand your house. If you're listening to the game tonight, have your favorite pizza delivered. And if it's that one, it's a good one. Inbounds play for the fourth period underway as the Cayman put the ball in play in the backcourt. That's DeShane to Connolly. Back to DeShane. DeShane into the forecourt. The Cayman up by 136-35. Ball comes right hand side. Cayman won the third period 14-8. Ball back left hand side to Hart, way out on the wing. Back out front now to DeShane. Right hand side to Connolly. High post to Rosetta from the free throw line. He buries another one. He's got 20 points. 16 of them in the second half. Ball in the hands of the Roseburg Indians now. This is Fanigo. Fanigo moves off to the right-hand side. Connolly tries to surround him there. They lob the ball left-hand side to Bentia on the wing. Corner left-hand side to Leeworthy. Launches another three off. No good. Rebound cleared by Connolly. Connolly puts the ball on the floor himself. Brings it down uncontested into the forecourt right-hand side. Lead pass up to DeShane. Right-hand side on the wing. Then moves the ball way out front. Double high post for the Cayman with Berg and DeShone and Rosetta working it. Ball comes high post to Rosetta. Right-hand side to Connolly, back to Rosetta. 10-footer on the way. This one rolls off, though, and a foul going to be called, I believe, on Berg. So Berg will pick up. Set his fourth. That's his fourth of the basketball game. 38-35, Grants Pass by three. Roseburg with a basketball in the backcourt. The ball comes into Fanigo. Fanigo across the timeline right at center court. Cayman will give him that much. It's his own defense showing up right now. Ball ballot passed out low to Luther, and Luther lays one up and in. He got free inside, and he's got 8 points in the basketball game. It's a one-point game again, 38-37. Grants Pass with a one-point edge, and the ball in the hands of Connolly. Left-hand side to Hart. Hart lobs it right-hand side to DeShane. One of the three did not pull the trigger, though, back out front to Connolly. Left-hand side to Hart. Hart will pull the trigger on the way. Good! That's the 4-3 for Hart. He's got 12 points for Grants Pass. 41-37, Grants Pass with a lead. Fatigo, right-hand side, right front court with the basketball. Gives the ball out front quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy, left-hand side, quickly to number three. That's Scott. Ball back left-hand side, back to Scott, left-hand side in the corner. And a blocking foul called on Berg, and he's fouled out. So Berg will foul out with 6:08 left to play in the basketball game. No one else has four for Grants Pass. Traylor has three, and Connolly each have three. So still on the floor right now, we've got DeShane, Hart, Rosetta, and I think Grants Pass has just called a timeout. It's what's happened here. It's 41-37. Still had no official from the score, from the officials. Fellas. All right, we'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
It's time to wipe out hunger. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford locations of Kelly's Automotive Service, and we'll install a new pair of wiper blades on your vehicle up to $35 in value. This week, we have realtor Ellie George from HomeQuest Realty matching donations up to $500. It was a tough year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Come on, Southern Oregon, let's do this. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back. Grants Pass with a four-point lead, 41-37. Roseburg with a basketball. Bentia going to make the inbounds play from the end line. Their end of the floor. Ball comes up front quickly to Scott. Scott between the circles, looking for a seam there. Moves back left and right to the left-hand side right now. Rosetta comes after him, surrounds him. He's tied up right now. Ball goes down low to Luther, working against Hart. Back right-hand side in the corner for three. This one's off, no good. And Rosetta for the rebound, puts the ball on the floor himself. Dries his hands as he keeps the dribble alive. Gets the ball out quickly to DeShane. DeShane walks the ball down into the forecourt now. Directing traffic as Rosetta posts himself low. Ball out front, gets a pick from Traylor. Right-hand side to Hart on the wing. Bounce pass down low, looking for Traylor. Ball slapped away by Luther. Going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sideline. Head coach Jesse up and doing some coaching along the sidelines here. DeShane will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen go into a shuffle. And DeShane looking into the corner, gets the ball down to Rosetta. Spins, a little hook shot up, and it's good. We haven't seen that hook shot yet. He's got 22. And the Cavemen up by 5, 43-37, 5 minutes to play, 5:22 to play. Ball down quickly in the hands of number 5, that's Frabel. Frabel right-hand side, out front to Leeworthy, high post to Luther, left-hand side quickly to Scott. Scott drives, shot is up and good. Scott gets his fifth point in the basketball game on his second field goal. DeShane brings the ball down. Cavemen leading again by 4, 43-39. Out front with the basketball. Ball comes right-hand side to Connolly. In the high post, that's Traylor going to the bucket and is fouled by Luther. He'll go to the free throw line, and Luther will pick up his second foul of the basketball game. That's the fifth team foul on the Roseburg Indians in the basketball game. So Traylor goes to the free throw line. And this might be his first free throw attempt. He hasn't made one, I know that. One dribble, two dribbles, bends at the knee, good follow through. Now he's made one. That's his first point in the basketball game and makes it a 44-39 game. 5-point edge for Grants Pass, and one more shot coming for the freshman. Shot is up. Nothing but net. .451 to play. Grants Pass up 45-39 here in the fourth period. Caveman basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Fatigo brings the basketball down across the timeline, right front court. Connolly picks him up, keeps him honest from a distance. Ball out front, then in the hands of Frabel. Frabel feeds it high post to Luther, back left-hand side to Bentia for three from the wing. Rims it out, no good. Rebound kept alive, but finally into the hands of Rosetta. He protects it, lets the traffic clear, gives it back to DeShane. And DeShane saunters down the backcourt. Slows it down. Leaping pass up to Rosetta. Back to DeShane. Left-hand side to Connolly. On the wing, then to Hart. Left-hand side back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to Traylor. Then back over to Connolly to Hart. Hart back left-hand side. Then high post to Rosetta. Bounce pass down low. Taken away by Bentia. Bentia through traffic. Out front with the basketball. Wants to go all the way. Bullet pass down low. Laid it up and in for that's Luther. So Luther picks up the basketball, and it's a four-point game again, 45-41. Ball right-hand side to Hart. Hart back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to Connolly. Back to Luther, to DeShane, to Hart, to DeShane, to Connolly. Looping down low, looking. It was looking for a basket Traylor, and we think it was deflected out of bounds. Got to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Rosetta comes over to make the inbounds play. As the Cavemen post four men across the baseline, loop it out quickly to Traylor, who retrieves it into the forecourt, left-hand side. Moving with the basketball. Gives it left-hand side to DeShane for three on the way, and it's off. No good. And the rebounding position, that would belong to Luther. Give it right back quickly to Fatigo. Back left-hand side, out on the drive. Lost the ball out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. Scott was just driving the baseline, lost the ball out of bounds. 3:21 to play. Grants Pass by 4, 45-41. Hart gets the ball inbounds to DeShane. DeShane brings it down slowly, uncontested in the backcourt. Everybody's giving everybody about half the court now. Timeout has been called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A look at the scoreboard. 45-41, the Cavemen by 4, 3:14 to play. We'll be back after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient?
poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, see if Grants Pass can hold on here for another 3:14. They're up by four right now, and we'll have the basketball in their hands when play is resumed. Deshane comes over to the make the play. On the floor, we've got Traylor, Connolly, Hart, and Rosetta. And Deshane gets the ball into Traylor, left-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Deshane. Now, Deshane, a little shake and bake, drives the free throw line, kicks it to Connolly on the wing. Connolly brings the ball back out front himself. Looks left and right. Everybody shuffling right now. Ball comes right-hand side to Hart on the wing. Hart back out front to Rosetta, left-hand side to Deshane. Deshane with the basketball, 9 seconds on the shot clock, drives to the baseline, kicks the ball right-hand side, Traylor, got to put one up, 5-4, in the paint, gets the ball right-hand side to Traylor, shot is blocked, loose basketball, and possession changed, but they did, but the shot clock didn't change. 45-41, the score still. So on the shot clock violation, according to the officials here, ball comes right back to the Roseburg Indians. Inbounds play comes to Bentilla in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. With the basketball, lobs it right-hand side quickly to Leeworthy. Leeworthy holds the ball. Out front then to Scott. Scott feeds it high post to Luther. Back right-hand side. Shot is on the way for three. So Fanigo, he's got 9 points in the basketball game, and it's a one-point game again, 45-44. Ball out front in the hands of Deshane for Grants Pass. Craveman need to answer right now. They give the ball right back to Connolly. Connolly to Traylor, right-hand side, looking down low for Rosetta. Get the ball to Rosetta on the baseline. Rosetta spins, tries to work in on Luther. Kicks the ball to Deshane, breaking from the top of the key. He is on the ground. Loose basketball picked up right-hand side by Scott. Scott gives the ball right back to Fanigo. Fanigo, top of the key, drives all the way, drops the ball down low to Luther, lays it up and in. And Luther gets his 12th point in the basketball game. And it's a one-point game now in favor of Roseburg. Deshane comes back down the right-hand side. Gets a pick from Rosetta. Top of the key, drives to the left-hand side. Kicks it into the corner for Hart. Hart back out front to Traylor between the circles. Traylor feeds a high post to Rosetta. And Rosetta is fouled, I believe, by number three, Scott. So that's the call. His first of the night. Sixth team foul in the game for the Roseburg Indians. Grants Pass ball inbounds in the inline. Ball goes to Rosetta in the corner. Back down low to Rosetta. Rosetta double team down low. Gets the ball inside, and there's a scramble for it. Traylor goes up for it. And is fouled by Luther. So Luther will draw this infraction. That'll be his third. And Traylor will go to the free throw line, where he's 2 for 2 so far tonight. 1:25 to play. It's a one-point game. Shot is up and tied now. And Luther hits his third. Pardon me, Luther. Traylor hits his third. One more shot coming for the freshman. Shot is up. Rims and out. No good. We are tied at 46. Ball in the hands of Bentilla coming down the floor for the Roseburg Indians to the top of the key. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Scott. Goes up with the basketball out of bounds. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. Minute 14 to play. Tied at 46. Head coach Jesse calling a play. Holds up a full fist. Connolly to Deshane in the backcourt. Zach walks it down. All right, everybody's communicated. They know what play is coming. Traylor's posted high. Hart gets the ball in the corner, left-hand side, back out front to Traylor. Traylor right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly head fakes, tries to get the free throw line. Elevate shot from there, rolls in and out, and won't go. Luther with the rebound. Hands it right back to Fanigo. Fanigo comes down, 47 seconds. We're in the last minute of play. Ball tied, or game tied at 46. Timeout called by the Roseburg Indians. Tied at 46. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
44.2 seconds left in this contest in regulation time, and we are tied at 46. When play is resumed, it will be in the hands of the Roseburg Indians on their floor, on their end of the floor. Ball will come in from the sidelines, about 15 feet down from the timeline, just in front of the scorer's table. And they loop it into the backcourt quickly to Fanigo. Fanigo comes down, Grants Pass in a man-to-man defense. Hart picks him up, the ball handed to Bentia. Bentia tries to get by Traylor, drives to the left-hand side, goes all the way to the baseline. Ball's on the floor, shot is up and good from Bentia. His first field goal since the first quarter. Still, he's got 16 points in the game. Timeout called for Grants Pass. 24.3 seconds left to play. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. 24.3 seconds left in regulation. Roseburg leads by 2, 48 to 46. When play is resumed, it'll be Grants Pass with a basketball. Conley will make the inbounds play just at the end of his own bench. Close to the half-court mark. Two-man screen set up right at the timeline. And Conley will look for into the backcourt to Hart. 23 seconds. Clock is running. Hart brings the ball back down. Crosses the timeline, left front court. Left-hand side to Traylor. Back out front to Conley. Right-hand side then to DeShane. DeShane calls a man out, turns to drive, drives all the way. Lays one up off last. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Goes back up. No good. He was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line with two shots. 6.6 seconds left to play. At the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, 79% free throw shooter, coming into the game. 22 points, leading scorer. First trip to the charity stripe tonight. There's three dribbles. One, two, extra. One more. Deep breath. There's the deep breath. Shot is up. Off the back of the iron. No good. Now timeout is called by the Grants Pass Cavemen again. We'll be back with the conclusion of this one right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Roseburg Indians headed back out on the floor. They came in getting their final instructions from head coach Jesse. Had a coach's conference there, and they really figured something out. One more shot coming for Rosetta. The free throw line with 6 seconds left in the contest. So do you miss that, get the rebound, and go for two? What do you do? Well, let's see. in the rebounding positions are Traylor and Connolly. And once again, at the free throw line is Rosetta. There's the deep breath. You miss it. You go after the rebound, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. And I think we call timeout again. 5.3 seconds left in the game, and it's Grants Pass's ball. Back in 30 seconds. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. 5.36 left on the clock. Grants Pass down 48-46. Jordan Rosetta went to the free throw line and missed two. He's a good free throw shooter. The second one was on purpose. Hit the rim, bounced off. There was a chase for it out of bounds. Last man to touch it was a Roseburg Indian. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines about midway between the end line and the half court mark. And the Cavemen send out Rosetta, DeShane, Traylor, Connolly. Add Hart. DeShane will make the inbounds play. Rosetta out top of the key. Connolly in one corner. They go into a shuffle. And the ball comes out front quickly to Connolly. Back quickly to DeShane. He'll tackle along the baseline. Goes up with a shot. No good. The ball comes out of bounds at the buzzer. I think that's it. Final score, 48-46. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
It's time to wipe out hunger. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford locations of Kelly's Automotive Service, and we'll install a new pair of wiper blades on your vehicle up to $35 in value. This week, we have realtor Ellie George from HomeQuest Realty matching donations up to $500. It was a tough year for a lot of people, but together, we can make a difference. Come on, Southern Oregon, let's do this. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Means it's minus one. Welcome back, everyone. Head coach Jesse has joined us. Coach, tough one to lose, but that happens here in Roseburg. Quick question about Jordan Rosetta. You sat him down for a lot of that first half, and I surmised that was to keep him fresh for the second half. And if that's the case,
it was that, and the way that the game was being called with fouls. They had 12 fouls to two in that first half, and the way that they were calling, we felt like they were right away looking for Jordan and stuff like that. So we kept him fresh for the second half. He did a phenomenal job. The second half scored leading scorer for us, and just that was the goal.
18 points in the second half for him.
Yep. Yeah, no, we purposely did that so that he could have those legs, and he was still tired in that second half. I had to call some timeouts, and he was really, really tired. As you saw the free throws at the end, that was, you know, Jordan hits that 95% of the time. It's just, he was his dead dog tired with his legs this evening, and that's why the shot was flat.
Yeah, no question. Let's see, Hart had four threes tonight, 12 points. That's a positive note coming out of tonight.
Yep.
What else can you take away from this?
You know, we just got a little bit bully-balled tonight. You know, with a lot of their drives and stuff like that, our guys worried about picking up fouls and letting them drive too hard. You know, the biggest thing was that shot to the corner by number two. We watched him warm up, and we didn't think any way that he would ever hit a shot, and hit a big three at the end. We would let him shoot that 100 times out of 100, and he probably wouldn't make it. So, you know, just unlucky that ball fell. That was we had a 4-point lead when he hit that. Got was up by one, and then turned the ball over. And that was really the difference of the game. Bentea came out of their timeout and just basically ran over 2-3 guys and, you know, got to the rim and finished.
Quickly, last 6 seconds, strategy.
Last 6 seconds, we are trying to get a lob to Jordan. Usually we would do that for James. I felt like Jordan was hitting shots. James being a freshman, not sure how he would handle that situation. That didn't go through. Zach didn't like that. Kingston got the ball, tried to go downhill, didn't like what he saw, and Zach got the ball and felt like he got fouled. But at the end of the day, if the call's not called, it is what it is.
There it is. Coach, I want to thank you very much. Certainly appreciate your time and your effort.
Yep.
And we'll see you next Tuesday night.
Yes, sir.
Next Tuesday night at Heater Newman Gym once again. Thank you, Head Coach Joel Jesse. We'll be back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Time to recap tonight's stats, courtesy of the Indoor Air Man and Energy Conservation Specialist. The Grants Pass Cavemen lose by 248-46. Caveman scoring came on 19 field goals, 5 3-pointers. 3 of 8 from the free throw line. That's just a little over 37%. 17 fouls whistled against Grants Pass compared to 6 whistled against the Roseburg Indians. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period by 4, 17-13. At the half, they trailed 27-22 after being outscored 14-5. In the third period, the Cavemen won that one 14-8 to make it 36-35. Cavemen up by a single point, but lost the fourth period by 3, 13-10. The final there, 48-46. Cavemen out-rebounded the Indians 27-21. In terms of a floor percentage, the Cavemen hit 19 of 41 for 46% from the floor, compared to 36% for the Roseburg Indians at 17 of 46. Turnovers, the Grants Pass Cavemen had 15 turnovers compared to 9 for the Roseburg Indians. And we'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this word from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. For the Roseburg Indians, Scott Harrison had 5 points on a 2 and a 3. Jaron Leeworthy had 2 field goals, 4 points. Jaden Hammersley had 1 2-point field goal. Landon Fanigo had 3 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer. That was the big one that head coach Jesse was talking about. He was also 2 of 5 from the free throw line, 9 points in the contest. Caden Luther had 6 field goals, 12 points, and 3 fouls. Owen Bentilla had four field goals, one three-pointer. He was 7 of 9 from the free throw line, 16 points in tonight's contest, and a single foul. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Weston Berg fouled out with 6:08 to play in the third. No, that was in the fourth period, pardon me. Grady McKittrick, 1 3-point field goal, missed 2 free throws, had 2 fouls. Tim Hart had 4 field goals, all threes. That's 12 points for Tim, and a single foul. Jameis Traylor, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 3 points and 3 fouls. Kingston Connolly didn't score, picked up 3 fouls. Zach DeShane, well below his average with 3 field goals, 6 points, and 1 foul. But Jordan Rosetta, particularly in the second half, really came on strong. 4 points in the first half and a total of 22 for the game. Missed 2 free throws at the end, 1 on purpose. So 22 points for Jordan Rosetta and 2 fouls. Those are the individual numbers, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll tell you who that is right after this word from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, player of the game, no question about it. It's got to go to Jordan Rosetta, 11 field goals, 22 points, missed 2 free throws, picked up 2 fouls, lots of rebounds. Honorable mention has to go to Tim Hart, too, with his 4 field goals, all threes, that's 12 points. Plus, he was also helping with the rebounding situation when Rosetta was on the bench a lot. So, Rosetta, player of the game, certainly. Hart, certainly an honorable mention. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap things up right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life. Flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll remind you that we're off next Friday night. So the next game for the Grants Pass Cavemen is going to be a week from tonight, Tuesday night at Heater Newman Gym. The North Medford Black Tornado will be in town. Hope we see you then. Now for for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Brian Diotti. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Roseburg Indians 48, the Grants Pass Cavemen 46. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.